Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Preach What You Practice with me, Josh Green. I've got a massive announcement for you guys. It's about to be Christmas! Woo, 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 woo. Christmas, if you can't tell, is one of my favourite times of year. Now, I know there's a whole load of things going on right now in the world, but I mean, in England, the government are right now debating whether or not we're going to actually be able to see family this Christmas. So when this video goes out, you'll know what's actually happening. So hopefully we can see our family. But even still, getting to see my kids open their Christmas presents and all that stuff, I'm super excited, and I hope you are too. And make sure when you're watching Preach What You Practice, you give this video a like, a comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you're listening on Spotify or listening on any other podcast platform, you can follow or subscribe. I'd love it if you could do that. That would be a great Christmas present for me. I'm trying to get to 100 subscribers on YouTube. We're getting close, so make sure you subscribe and click the bell to be notified when the next video goes up. I drop content weekly. And also, if you want to give me a Christmas present, you can support me on Patreon. There's different tiers of support, from low amounts of money to higher amounts of money. And you get rewards based on that. You can get exclusive videos. You can get a preview of my book that I'm writing, Preach What You Practice, How to Get Your Walk to Talk. So it's just great to have you tuning in. Anyway, today we are talking about how to have good mental health this Christmas. Now, I'm no mental health expert. I've been through counselling myself, so I'm really passing on some things that have really helped me. But really, the best thing about, well, not the best thing, but you know what I mean. The best thing when we talk about mental health is that we're all talking about it and we're getting the message out there that struggles with mental health are not good, but they're okay. We should be talking about them. We should be honest about them, and we should be more open and honest about our mental health struggles so that we can help one another. So I hope that's good. I hope you can tune in today and listen to this episode on how to have good mental health this Christmas. Now, you might be thinking, this Christmas, what's going on? I mean, Christmas is a time for so much joy, but for so many people, Christmas is also a reminder of maybe some of the family that they've lost, or maybe some of the bad Christmases that have happened in the past. Maybe Christmas, this Christmas in particular, might be a reminder of everything we don't have. So it is important to actually be focusing on mental health at this time of year. And actually, somebody was texting me the other day about a track, a song from a friend of mine's band called Amongst Wolves, and I got a preview of it. It's amazing. I can't wait for you guys to hear this song. And it's all about suicide. And they were telling me that actually January is the biggest month for suicide. So I really just wanted to jump on and say, how can we have good mental health over this Christmas time? And you might be sort of scrolling through Instagram, Facebook at Christmas time as well, and have a bit of FOMO, fear of missing out on what's going on, and sort of social media has this great way of painting pictures of other people's lives, even if we are sometimes super honest about it. I don't know, it sometimes even then just colours the fact that our experience seems to be better than the person who's viewing. It's a strange one. But it's really important to remember, we are all human beings. We're all living the same lives, you know, in a lot of ways. We all experience pain and loss and suffering and happiness and joy. And so materialistically, we might be different, but actually, we're all living a very similar human experience. And every day on the news right now is just relentless about COVID and all the different things going on. And it's just bad news. So I wanted to put something good out there, how we can have good mental health this Christmas. And I've been thinking a lot recently, and God's been really speaking to me about this story in the Bible where Jesus is asleep in the storm. His disciples, they're all wanting to get to the other side of this humongous lake, so huge that the wind and the waves really make a big impact on it. So it's not just like a small little lake, it's a huge one. And the Bible says that they're trying to get to the other side, and I won't go into huge detail because I've covered this before, but the disciples are freaking out. The storm is raging. Jesus fast asleep. And the disciples wake him up, and Jesus sort of rebukes the storm and says, why have you got no faith? And God's just been really speaking to me about the story. And the main thing that I pull from it, and I have to attribute this to my amazing dad, the main thing that I pull from it is the fact that the storm will pass. Jesus had this inherent belief that one day the storm will pass, that even though they're in the midst of the storm, storms come and go. That's what happens in life. It's a bit like a roller coaster sometimes. I know it's a bit cheesy, but in life, storms come and go, but ultimately storms do pass. And our hope in Jesus is that we can have peace in the storm. So how do we have peace in the storm? How do we sleep in the storm like Jesus? How do we have good mental health this Christmas? And I believe, first and foremost, that it starts there, with that inherent belief that the storm will pass. And a lot of that comes from actually getting in the presence of God, spending time in the Bible, spending time in prayer, and just sitting before God, maybe just quietly putting your arms out as if you're receiving a gift and just saying, God, give me a peace. Teach me how to sleep in the storm. Teach me to have peace in the middle of my pain. And teach me to know your love at this Christmas time. The second thing, and this has been something that's been massively benefiting me at the moment, is take a digital break. Now, you have to understand, this harms me if you take a digital break because you can't see my content. But I actually believe it's a really important principle. And that's why I like YouTube and podcasts, because you can maybe still connect with those things without maybe being on social media. So maybe you could just take a social media break. So we need to take a digital break. Maybe it's just a social media break. Maybe it's a WhatsApp break or something like that. Maybe it's just a complete turn the phone off, disengage. But I saw a quote on the internet the other day that said this: isn't it interesting that in the most materialistic society, arguably in the history of the world, what we're really missing at the moment is people? And I think we're becoming a more digitalized age. Things are becoming so robotic at times. And actually, I think that all of this digital stuff, you know, it's great. It's great to be able to watch things and listen to podcasts and Netflix and social media can be great at times. But really, it's not what we're designed for. We're designed for human interaction. Now, I know we're having to reduce that right now, but it's important to remember. So when we take a digital break, why not delete some social media apps and instead press into FaceTime? Having actual FaceTime on your phone through the FaceTime app with real humans and actually having real deep conversations, I think it can really make a difference. And depending on where you're listening in the world, people listen to this all over the world, which is humbling for me. You could go out for a walk with a friend. There's loads of things that we can still do. But yeah, I think take a digital break is a good thing for your mental health this Christmas. The third thing is something that I learned in counselling. We need to become more emotionally aware. We need to become aware of our emotions, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what's going on in our lives. They're not just fleeting things a lot of the time. They can be based on real events that have happened. And every emotion goes somewhere. Whether you deal with it or not, it goes somewhere in your mind and your body will deal with it if you don't. And that's often what happens with panic attacks and anxiety is actually it's your body's reaction to an undealt with emotion. We're going deep. So emotional awareness, we need to ask ourselves, what are the emotions that I'm feeling? Not just, everything's a mess and it's all crazy, but okay, no. What are the emotions that I'm feeling? So yeah, I'm getting overwhelmed, but why? What emotions are making me feel overwhelmed? Am I angry? Am I frustrated? Am I sad? Am I upset? And what that does is it grounds our emotions. So emotional awareness brings emotional grounding. So we can actually see, oh yeah, these are normal emotions that everybody feels. I'm not a weirdo. I'm not freaking out. I'm feeling angry, frustrated, sad, whatever it is, or all of them at once. And what that does is it grounds us to do our next thing, which is emotional management. Once we recognize what our emotions are, we can then work on managing those emotions. So if it's anger, we might need to take a bit of time out to calm down. Now, whatever is good for you to do that, maybe it's taking a walk, maybe it's just relaxing in a bath, or maybe it's just taking a bit of time out just for a little bit of time. to just calm ourselves down. There's a whole host of things that can calm us down when we're angry. If we're feeling sad, maybe we need to do something that we know makes us happy. Maybe that's watching a movie. Maybe that's eating some chocolate, but be careful you don't eat too much. maybe that's FaceTiming with a friend. Maybe that's reading an amazing book. You know, just taking those things to counteract that emotion that we're feeling. And what that does is when we're emotionally aware, our emotions are grounded, and then we can work on managing them. Now, that doesn't take away all of our mental health, but what it does, our mental health struggles, but what it does is give us mental wealth. It gives us a rich of tools to be our own self-counselors. Now, I always recommend go to counseling. Get therapy. It's okay to have Jesus and a therapist. All those things are amazing and super important. But actually, we need to build within ourselves fortitude, mental wealth, good mental health within ourselves so that we can manage our emotions and have a good mental health this Christmas. We need to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. I know it's cheesy, but I say that because what Jesus does for me in my life, and I know so many other people who follow Jesus, it centers us. Following Jesus centers me. It centers my life because all of my life is focused around Jesus. What would Jesus have me do? So I don't feel alone. I don't feel inadequate. I don't feel unable to be able to navigate certain parts of my life because what I first and foremost do is look at Jesus. And what does Jesus tell me to do? So if I'm angry, Jesus says that I need to, if and I'm sort of angry with someone, I need to bless that person. Well, that's a really good way to manage our emotions. I'm feeling angry, so I'm aware of my emotions. It's grounded. And how do I manage it? Well, I counteract that anger with love, and I can seal it in my heart as I've dealt with that emotion. Now, I was listening to an amazing podcast called Battle Ready with Erwin McManus and his son, Aaron McManus. And I thought it was absolutely incredible. And they were talking about sort of family dynamic and how to deal with all that kind of stuff. And they talked about three things. They talked about forgiveness, healing, and trust. Those three things is the process that we go through when a relationship is tainted, right? So what we do first and foremost, like Jesus said, bless those who persecute you. We forgive them. That can be instantaneous. We can do that straight away. We can forgive. Now, that's not saying that the healing and the trust has been sorted out yet. But what it does is it releases that person from our hold. And actually, Joyce Meyer always says, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So we can let go of that hatred and bitterness or whatever it is by forgiving the person. But then we move on to healing. Now, healing is really what takes the time. Healing of the relationship, healing of our own self. But it's okay for that to take a long time. Once we've forgiven that person, it might take years to have healing in yourself, healing in the relationship. But what it does is it lifts the burden of guilt of the fact that maybe you've not forgiven that person. And the final thing is trust. Mike Todd says this, that trust is lost in buckets, but it's earned back in droplets. When we lose trust with somebody, it can create a huge crater in the relationship, and it's filled back up with little droplets. Every time we do something that says to that person that I'm trustworthy, it's sort of like a little droplet that slowly takes a long time to fill that crater back up. I think that's really wise, and I think that's really good. But I think also what it shows is, even if we've forgiven that person and there's been an element of healing there, or I feel healed, it doesn't mean that we have to trust that person again. Because if trust has been broken, we can still forgive and we can still be healed, but it's like, I don't trust that person, and that's fine. I can have a healthy relationship boundary. And I think that's really good for when we're interacting over Christmas, maybe with some family members that we don't always see, or that we have difficult sort of tension with. It's really good to remember that forgiveness, that healing, and that trust. And we also need to remember how to keep our own selves grounded and have good mental health. Because really, if we're going to have good relationships and good family dynamic and a good Christmas, it all starts in here, having good mental health. And I reckon that comes from believing that the storm will pass, it's a season, and one day it'll be over, but Jesus is with me no matter what. Taking a bit of a digital break or a social media break, becoming more emotionally aware, and lastly, managing our emotions. Thank you so much for listening to the Preach What You Practice podcast today with me, Josh Green. We've been talking about how to have good mental health this Christmas. I hope you have a great Christmas. I'm going to be releasing content every week on a Tuesday at 4 o'clock. You can always guarantee that you will get a video and a podcast from me. I've got so much planned for the new year. I'm so excited. Please support me on Patreon, patreon.com/preachwhatyoupractice. Follow me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at @joshsosocial. All one thing. You can find me on there. Give me a follow. Slide into the DMs. Let's have a chat. Be great to hang out. But other than that, have a great Christmas. Love you guys. Peace.